The Committee on Anger and Anxiety is now in session.
On behalf of all members of the committee, we appreciate your willingness to appear here today.
Chairman Waxman, Chairman Stute, Chairman okay. Stute, Ranking Members Barton.
Suspend, please, sir.
Angst directed at BP's Tony Hayward from that Capitol Hill protester and outraged congressmen in hearings over the oil leak in the Gulf made for some very awkward moments and limited new insights into what went wrong. In the end, the protester was cuffed, lawmakers remained incensed, and Tony Hayward seemed to be just staring into the headlights. Not a drop of oil in sight there in Washington. But down where the oil meets the Gulf, the anxiety meter is on a whole different scale. Silent, simmering fear of what comes next. Anxiety in the bayou. Zydeco music won't help. On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. With 60 days of the Gulf crisis behind us, long-term health effects are suddenly becoming important. We're going to talk about them in just a moment. It's Friday, June 18th.
And that's just one of the many things people are talking about that have to do with the Gulf this morning. We'll start on Capitol Hill. Sometimes saying sorry is not good enough.
The explosion and fire aboard the Deepwater Horizon and the resulting oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico never should have happened. And I'm deeply sorry that it did.
BP CEO Tony Hayward underwent a day-long Washington-style flogging in front of a congressional subcommittee. Members did not want an apology. They wanted answers about what BP did or did not do to cause the rig explosion. Pennsylvania Congressman Mike Doyle jumped on a report saying BP chose a riskier well in order to save $7 million.
Instead of treating the well with caution, it seems that BP's only interest was in completing the well quickly and cheaply.
Hayward mostly deflected those questions, saying he was not involved in the decision-making process.
There was another apology at those hearings. Republican Congressman Joe Barton of Texas stepped in it with this apology to BP.
I think it is a tragedy of the first proportion that a private corporation can be subjected to what I would characterize as a shakedown.
Referring to the White House meeting where BP agreed to put $20 billion aside for victims of the Gulf crisis, Democrats and even many Republicans jumped on Barton. Here's Vice President Joe Biden.
I find it incredibly insensitive, incredibly out of touch.
Barton later apologized for his apology, but he's received the most campaign money in the House from the oil industry over the past 20 years. Joining us now is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, who spent the day at the hearings. Todd, the hearings were all about anxiety, it seemed to me. Who got the most out of those 7 hours of accumulated awkward moments?
Well, I don't know, John. You know, Tony Hayward appeared to be stonewalling. He didn't get the most out of it. A congressman nearly lost his senior seat on the committee for that apology and then the apology. Lawmakers didn't get any of their questions answered, and a protester shoved a cop and got arrested. I think the person who got the most out of it might have been Kevin Costner, who showed up and got swarmed by cameras and got publicity. Maybe it was him.
All right. Well, there was some substance to those hearings. We'll talk about that a little later this morning. Thanks, Todd.
In Kyrgyzstan, the interim president says the death toll from this week's ethnic clashes could be as high as 2,000, hundreds of thousands of refugees as well. In Utah, convicted killer Ronnie Lee Gardner has become the first person executed by a firing squad in the U.S. in 14 years.
The Los Angeles Lakers won their 16th NBA title by beating the Boston Celtics in last night's Game 7. Kobe Bryant was named the series MVP. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are mixed. The Dow gets underway at 10,434, the S&P at 1,116, and the Nasdaq starts trading at 2,307. We're starting our series Remixing Summer Music this morning. Find out more on our website, takeaway.org, but you can get the mixtape started right now. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us what tune sets the mood for the season. Seems like every summer has a song. There was Umbrella one summer, remember that? You can sing it to us. More on that later.
And we're also going to talk about how domestic automobiles are finally beating Japanese cars when it comes to quality. That's in a half an hour. Anxiety in the Gulf in a moment.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.